Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 14th at the Ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, agricultural producers who have not yet completed their 2019 crop year elections for an enrollment in the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs must schedule an appointment to do so with their local USDA Farm Service Agency by Monday, March the 16th. To date, more than 1.4 million contracts have been signed for the 2019 crop year. This represents 89% of expected enrollment, with less than a week left for producers to get on FSA's appointment books, said FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. If you've not completed your elections or enrollment, the clock is ticking and your program eligibility is at stake. So please call an FSA office today and request an appointment. Producers who do not contact FSA for an appointment by close of business time on Monday, March the 16th, will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2019 crop year and will be ineligible to receive a payment should one trigger for an eligible crop. Well, the legislative session has been in full swing, but right now it appears that we're in a pause moment. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Steve Thompson, Senior Director of Public Policy at Farm Bureau, to talk about a few legislative items that have come up, good or bad.
Well, just this past week, we had what I think might be our biggest fight of 2020 over another property tax issue. There was one that would be a full countywide property tax to create hazard mitigation districts. And there was really not a good way to protect our land in rural areas of the state where most of our members' acres are at. And it was a fairly small amount per acre, but we were highly concerned that you multiply that out over a whole operation, that really adds up. And so we formed a fairly large coalition of all the ag groups and the oil and gas sector and the state chamber and several of our other friends and went to work at the Capitol and issued the action alert to our members and gathered up all the Farm Bureau field reps at the Capitol. And they helped connect our members from really all 77 counties with their members of the House of Representatives. And we were pleased at the way our folks responded in that. It's not a fight that we wanted. We didn't seek that out. It just came to us. And we had to stand up for what we believed in on that. And thankfully, majority of the legislature, majority of the House, 64 members sided with us and defeated that measure pretty strongly, pretty soundly. So I think we sent a message about that it's always a good idea to be trying new things, but you really need to be listening to the people you're trying to help. And I think there were a few people pushing this that were committed to the idea, but the folks that they claim to be trying to help just really didn't want that type of help. And so it was our time to speak up and turned out, I think, for the best.
That was Steve Thompson, Senior Director of Public Policy for Farm Bureau. You've got farm news on Ron. It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.